Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Basis Speculation, or the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Fantastic Four First Steps?
Today that we forgot to do an episode about this.
Hilariously, we're like, what are we going to do an episode about? Like, I mean, weapons, the new horror movies coming out. What else is there? Like Peacemaker season two.
Together. I could pretend I haven't seen it, but I've seen it. I might wreck the movie.
Yeah, and then we were like, wait, have we ever done a Fantastic Four episode?
And then we sat around for an hour and a half going, we've done Fantastic Four.
Like, why would we have missed that?
We've talked about it, yeah. I think.
It's come up. That's basically doing an episode. And then we were scrolling through and we were like, oh no, we never did.
Yeah.
So now, hey, we've watched all the trailers.
Yep.
We're ready to
When we were watching the trailers, I realized that I had not seen the last trailer.
Me too.
And so, I realized I hadn't seen two of those trailers.
Yep. I reckon I'd seen the first one a couple of times, the teaser trailer that was, you know, very exciting when it happened.
Yeah.
I'd seen that a couple of times.
Yeah.
Then the second trailer, the actual trailer, I don't know if I'd seen the whole thing,
but I had definitely seen
2/3 of it.
Yeah.
And then the last trailer, brand new.
Brand new stuff for us.
Galactus is there for real?
Yes. Nice.
Crazy.
They see Galactus as like wherever he is, his ship, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
The size of Galactus is confusing me, but we'll get to that. Yes, Jackson. Cool face.
Thank you. I know that the footage of him walking through... Huh?
Looked like he eating a fucking lemon.
The footage of him walking...
If I ate a lemon, I'd just be like this.
The footage of him walking... I've lost it anyway.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not even crying because I love eating lemons. That would be my face.
So what about lime?
Give me another one.
Yeah, I love sucking lemons.
Yeah, it's great. 2 minutes of all... You lost control. It's good shit. Anyway, back to lemon.
We haven't even addressed what happened.
We addressed...
That you were real excited. You were like, ready? Let's hit record.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to this... Where'd your energy go?
My energy? What energy?
You had energy!
I didn't. That's a filthy lie.
I think we should do a lemon eating competition, boys.
Right. Well, you'll win because you love lemons.
Yeah, I will win. That's why I'm trying to set it up.
Do you like hot lemon?
The hot lemon challenge is a famous challenge started by me, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You eat a hot lemon. That's right, because it was in the soup that you made.
The challenge is, can you eat a hot lemon? And the answer is, yeah, probably.
Do you want to eat this hot lemon? No, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to eat a hot lemon.
Oh,
that was hot and sour.
That's right, because the hot lemon you were really excited to eat because you reckon it was going to be... You were trying to get us to dare you to eat it, but in the back of your head you were like, this is going to be a really nice lemon, but then it was a bit too hot.
Yeah, well...
I'm just going to do it. If they say I'm not...
Yeah, dude, it's a good challenge.
So Galactus, when he's walking.
That's already too far ahead. We got to go. You want to do the episode? You're yelling at us about getting distracted. You want to start with Galactus?
He was in the middle of a fucking sentence.
I think I was in the middle of the sentence.
Which time?
Don't worry about it.
You were like, Galactus, I'll get back to, and then you never went back to. I'll address that later. Yeah. Jackson started talking about Galactus walking. You're like, your face looks like a lemon, and that was it. We're gone. Off to the races. Where are they off to? Off to the shops to buy some fucking lemons, I guess.
Yeah, for the hot lemon jobs.
Any podcast we do starts with one interrupted thought that is never returned to.
No,
it's a cascade of interrupted thoughts.
You gotta understand that it's an interrupted thought, but that thought's already too late. Like, every base of speculation, we'll watch the trailers. Yeah. A normal podcast or like a YouTube or whatever, be like, hey, Fantastic Four, First Step. It's coming out in June, July.
Oh,
It's coming out in July. And it's the
Who wants to hear that?
No, but wait.
Yeah.
Because it'll be like, or it'll be like, hey, Fantastic Four dropped a new trailer, or hey, the movie's coming out. And then it'll be like, Fantastic Four movie, it's the something, something. Like, there'll be some. We'll be like,
Emblem, no.
Hey, not for us. Galactus!
Yeah, don't fucking, like, yeah, but don't infantize me here. Yeah, be like, oh, a new trailer dropped. I fucking know. Or it's coming out. I fucking know.
Yeah. Did you? Did you know a new trailer had dropped?
Yeah. I just didn't want to watch it.
Didn't see
I'm
it.
I'm fucking
dude.
Tired all the time. Where's my. You want my energy? Here it is.
Yeah,
is this good?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
We were waiting.
Okay, fine.
I'm
we
finally
got, we
happy.
Crest we crest from sleepy to being like fucking annoyed.
Yeah, there's no right. middle ground.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. What do you want to know?
I just think that it's funny that none of our podcasts start with the start.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was all I was saying.
I don't think we should start with the start.
Yeah.
I think
let's like, start oh. with the. Hey, let's start okay. with the end of the second trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Galactus. Anyway, what were we saying about Galactus?
I think it's all practical effects. Him walking through the city is allegedly. That's what I've heard.
Okay, cool.
When he walks through the city, that's like physically yeah. the guy in a suit.
Another starting point for this would be, I guess, yeah. hey, Fantastic Four's coming out in a couple of weeks. Were you excited?
Yeah.
That could be,
that could be a great place to start.
I think the problem is starting with that is like...
That would be wonderful.
I don't know.
But before we even got to say anything, you
Galactus.
Were like, hey, man, we realized we haven't done this. And then we listed all the things we've done.
That's yes. also a fine starting point. It probably just needed the next bit, which I could have also done, but I got distracted by lemons.
I mean, I guess.
And then...
Here we are.
Constant cascading of interrupted thoughts.
So Fantastic Four First Steps coming out fairly soon. Are we excited for it?
Not really.
Okay. A lot of people were.
Yeah.
But then there was early reactions, which weren't bad, but they weren't excited.
Yeah.
Which then I think has sucked the excitement out of everyone, because I think at best this is another Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
And okay. at worst is something slightly worse than Thunderbolts.
Yeah. Come on, dude. What we got? What's slightly worse than Thunderbolts?
I think at best, this is another Thunderbolts. At worst, this is another movie like Captain America 4, but better.
Yeah. I can see that. Well, I think because, like, the pitch for this was quite exciting. Yeah. Like, I remember when they were like, it's set in a stylized sort of, like, modern sci-fi 19 mm-hmm. sort of 40s, 50s.
60s, actually, yeah.
With, like...
It, you watched the trailer?
Yeah. I'm not that good at picking decades, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, and, you know, the Fantastic Four are the only superheroes, and, like, well, what's going to happen? Galactus comes. It's like, oh, that's a kind of an exciting premise. Mm-hmm. I wish it looked slightly better a little bit. I think the lighting kind of stinks.
Really?
Yeah.
This looks better than...
It looks better than a lot of others, yeah. but I still think it has
Brother,
that...
Brother, I should have showed you a picture of fucking... Captain America 4 or Ironheart or something yeah. before I press play on this trailer. If you think this looks bad.
Yeah, give me I don't know. It looked good. It looked like everything seemed to be stylized into a point. I don't know. The lighting looked good. The frame, like when they changed the frames for like, you know,
yeah,
flashbacks or whatever it is within it. I don't know. I thought it all looked nice and stylized and with a point. I don't know.
Do we think
it looked good.
There's going to be any... Okay, so... We've seen Thunderbolts, and presumably anyone that's listening to a podcast about Fantastic Four First Steps has also seen Thunderbolts, or at least familiar.
Yeah, I reckon they haven't.
Yeah.
No. But
I think a shocking portion of the Base of Speculation listening audience hasn't seen an MCU movie
in years.
Their last one was
Ant-Man, and they got upset because, like you, Ant-Man didn't fuck a hot dog or whatever.
I wish he went in a big butter. That's what the people say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to give this company my money ever again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I would have done. If I didn't do this podcast, that would have been how I reacted.
No, also, like, yeah, Thunderbolts did not do that well.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
No. But okay.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Thunderbolts didn't crack 400 million worldwide.
Yeah.
Baseless Speculation also hasn't cracked 400 million.
I understand
worldwide.
That. But what I mean is, if someone's like, oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Fantastic Four, maybe, or like, oh, I want to see Fantastic Four, but yeah, Thunderbolts, whatever. And I get it, because again, they're like.
Yeah, actually, that's a fair point.
If you treat it like, you know, the trades or like even just the floppies, you're like, well, yeah, I don't collect, say, Thunderbolts, but I love my Fantastic Four, so I'm going to watch, like, you know, pick that up.
That is fair.
So.
Well,
that's that sort of interconnectedness.
So if you are aware of the ending of Thunderbolts, the post-credit scene where the Fantastic Four come to their Earth, is there any surprises? Like, as in, the entire plot of the movie is pretty much laid out for us now.
Yeah, that's
without
true.
Without seeing it, it's the movie starts after they've got their Fantastic Four powers.
Yeah.
It'll probably give us a flashback of them getting the powers.
Yeah, I think you see clips of that in some of the trailers.
Yep.
Then they're loved. They will beat the shit out of Mole Man, who's not in the trailer,
correct,
but
he's in the movie.
He's in the movie. They'll beat the shit out of Mole Man. Then the start of Act Two will be them sort of doing like a victory lap, and that's when they're probably going on TV. And
yeah, of course, to be like, yeah, we didn't.
Or alternatively, that's like where the flashback happens.
Oh, yeah.
It starts with them beating the shit out of Mole Man. Anyway,
go
on TV, victory lap. Then they're like, hey, yeah, we're beloved. And then Silver Surfer comes, who's hot now. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, sick.
Hot before, hot now.
Yeah, that's
wonderful.
True. It's never bad.
Mm.
And then presumably they do not win, save the day.
Well, yeah, they like, and everyone's like, that's okay, Fantastic Four will get us. And then they go to space a second time with their powers.
Yes.
And then they presumably either speak to Galactus or Silver Surfer and they're like, oh, we
cooked it.
Yeah.
Don't have a solution.
My power is that I can stretch. That's not
enough.
And then
they come back to Earth. Everyone's like, you know what? Fuck the Fantastic Four, which you see a little bit of in the trailer. And then presumably they lose to Galactus. Oh, yeah. Also, because early on, people thought that Sue was just going to be pregnant for the whole
movie. But Frankie Richards is on screen.
Presumably something is going to happen.
Well, do they show, what's the bit where they show the public hating the Fantastic Four?
Oh, no. They're like, they're not hating.
Because I wonder if they're just going to. I wonder if they'll leave it ambiguous. So in space, they try and defeat Galactus. And they can't. And then they leave before we see the Earth get fully destroyed. So that when we see them in later movies, they're like, we got to go back. And they got some like motivation. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty grim ending for a movie.
Yeah, but they might do that.
That would be impressive. I think respect the hell out of it.
It might be this depressing ending. What it feels like.
They defeat Galactus and Galactus is like, I'll get you in another reality, Fantastic Four.
Maybe.
And I'm sending you to 616. I'm Galactus.
That's an
awesome voice. Yeah.
But I think they're going to borrow from the, the read that, like, Hickman wrote when about, like, you know, the whole incursion shit.
Yeah.
Which is that you can't win. You just have to not lose.
Yeah.
And I think they're just going to do that. And I think that's where it's going to end up with the end of it, where it's to be like, well, we can't win. There is no saving this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even if they stop Galactus, it's like, actually, there's, you know, maybe they do stop Galactus. But then it's like, oh, shit, is there that incursion thing that's happening? And, like, that... I can't, like, you know, we thought, you know, Galactus was bad, but this is getting worse.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm presuming it's like, it's the whole thing of like, you reckon like Franklin Richards was not going to even like, oh, Sue's going to be pregnant and we're not going to see Franklin.
Well, that also implies that there's a time jump in the movie, which I didn't even consider.
Yeah, and well, we see that as well with like Ben's beard.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We have the thing having a rock beard, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like
chisel.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Silver Surfer comes down. It's like, you know, Galactus is coming, and it's going to be like, he's going to be there in like
Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer comes. Johnny followed. That's where that shot of Johnny in space.
And then
he falls back down to Earth, and then it'll be like 2 years later.
We don't even do two years later.
It's not 2 years because Franklin is not a toddler.
Yeah. But in that time, Reed Richards is like, I got to figure out the fucking formula to get rid of Galactus.
Maybe they start and doing like, you know,
or it's
you
a get montage.
Get like a montage, or we see like little snippets to be like, you know, 2 months later, or like, you know, depends how much they're going to borrow from certain comics. Because they could just do what they're sort of doing in the Ultimate Universe now, which is like, you know, Silver Surfer comes down. It's like, you know, within 1 year, I don't know, 18 months.
Yeah.
It's like, Galactus coming is going to like eat your planet.
Yeah.
And then it's like 18 months to go.
Yeah.
With like a countdown. Yeah, that could be kind of fun.
4 months to go. Yeah. And just kind of like keeps jumping to those kind of points.
So you reckon that it's going to end with like a failure or a loss from the Fantastic Four?
I don't think
Marvel will do that.
Originally I thought, but you got to remember, what do you mean? Infinity War does that exact thing.
Yeah, Infinity War does that with the setup that they will obviously save the day.
What's the fucking movie after this? Well,
who knows?
The movie after this is like what? Secret Wars?
Spider-Man. But then it's Secret Wars.
Yeah. But even so, Secret Wars is
then it's Doomsday. Sorry, not Secret Wars. Yeah, but that's the whole thing. Because if it's Doom, which it is, because it's Doomsday.
It's Doomsday,
Fantastic Four kick the shit out of Doom.
Yeah, but that's not Galactus.
Yeah, but then like it'll be like, oh, we've reversed the incursion or whatever. Yeah. Secret War never happened.
Yeah.
Might also,
I don't know.
This might be that Reed is just like, It seems
fucking
like,
Ragnarok. Thor's planet exploded.
Yeah, but they saved the day and everyone's okay. They get the ship.
No, lots of people died.
Well, yeah, but I would still say it ends on a. I think there's a difference between hey, the planet's destroyed, but Ragnarok is a people, not a planet, so we're going to be okay. And
Ragnarok's a people, not a planet.
Yeah, dude.
Shut the fuck up. Asgard's a people, not a planet. And we destroyed Earth, and everyone we know and love is dead, and we've fled in failure.
Well, it might.
Which I just don't think the Marvel will do.
No, yeah, it won't be fled in failure.
Yeah. It might just simply be a Reed did something, which is kind of like, well, I tried to save as many people as we can. Yeah. And his ship is like the one, like the first of many little like ships that will eventually we see.
They could just
in
do
Thunderbolts.
The
you just see the first one,
yeah.
And then it's like, oh wow, what's that ship? And then it's like, thump, 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 and a bunch of ships are there because like Reed's like, I tried to do as much as I could.
Had to get everybody out,
or it could simply just to be like, you know, the end being because I don't know if it's been confirmed or not, but it's like the Fantastic Four are not from that universe.
Oh.
Or is that a rumor?
That's a rumor.
Yeah.
People think that it's going to be that they went to space the first time, or when they got their powers, they went into.
Oh.
It could be, say, if that's the case, or it doesn't matter. Mm. Reed either discovers that it's like, oh, there's other universes out there. And so it ends with, like, you know, with 6 months ago or whatever, Reed being like, oh, we can't win this. The only way to win this is for us to leave, and by us meaning humanity. And so it's like, we need to find somewhere safe.
Yeah.
And so it's a scouting mission, and they'll be back to bring the rest of the people.
Yeah, I don't
and
think
so
we're
going to... And so it's
gonna...
going to be like, it's a
what
it's
about
a loss.
The other way around? Fantastic Four are coming to this universe to get help to kill Galactus.
Yeah. True.
And then that this is actually setting up...
The beginning of Secret Wars or Doomsday
shit. Secret Wars, and then it turns out that the third thing is let's Avengers kill Galactus.
Yeah.
Because it could be, because we are thinking like, oh yeah, it's they fail, their Earth gets at.
I don't think it'll be a failure. I think it'll be I honestly think it's going to be, because Marvel love to do this.
Yeah.
They'll win, like they'll defeat Galactus and that Earth is safe, but for some reason a consequence of that is they get fucked off into their universe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think Galactus
or like a multiversal bomb or whatever is how they save the day, but they're like, as a consequence of this, we're going to get shunted, and then they're going to be like, in Doomsday or whatever, they're going to be like, the multiversal bomb.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the timelines have been being fucked up for about a decade, and every bad thing, they're like, this is it. Mm-hmm. Now all of the timelines are coming together.
Could be like
the multiversal bomb's the one that's going to probably
like
do it.
Ultimate nullifier kind of thing.
Oh, please introduce
that,
the ultimate
but
nullifier.
But it doesn't work how, you know, they kind of give it a bit more different rules.
Yeah.
And they get like shunted to like this.
Maybe they sacrifice Franklin to Galactus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of Franklin, like that's maybe his powers kick in quite young.
Yeah.
He's a baby, and that's how he.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, he's like,
we've
I got
this
save.
Alternate reality warping baby.
Mm. He could be like, I got to save my family. Send him to 616.
You spoke to a 7 or 8 month old baby earlier today.
Yeah.
Reckon that they have the concept of saving?
No, I think if
was Johnny Baby capable of saving?
I think if Johnny Baby
to being a
it's awesome when babies sound like dogs.
Yeah, Johnny Baby loves to pants.
Yeah,
it stresses me.
Little dog boy.
I think if he had reality warping powers, he'd just be eating my glasses, which he loves to do.
True, but it's a reality warping baby, so he might be giving himself a good smart brain.
Oh, that's true.
Baby geniuses.
I love that movie as a kid, dude.
The first one?
Yeah. Big baby geniuses.
Yeah, I watched that in the cinema.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second one, though. What's it called? Baby geniuses, Malibu's most wanted or something?
I think they get superpowers in baby geniuses.
Oh, baby geniuses, super.
Super babies, baby genius Superman or some shit.
Yeah, baby genius Superman.
Yeah. Nice. I just associate that with the Look Who's Talking franchise.
Well, yeah, because they're both
babies that talk.
Let me guess, Baby's Day Out also?
No, well, the baby doesn't talk in that. It just gets into shenanigans.
Yeah, that baby should not be on that construction site.
No, but really it survives.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And Dunstan checked in.
Yeah.
He's a bad ape.
Yeah, that ape has morals.
Man. Yeah.
Bad.
Morally bad ape.
So we think there could be like, you know, options here of like, okay, are they escaping? Are they fleeing? Are they seeking help? Are they just, is an accident they come here?
Yeah. Is that the only mystery of the movie though?
Well, not really. I mean, you're making. Well, we're making it that. Yeah. Kind of mystery.
Like, but is it? No, no, no. But I mean, like,
what are the other
like,
unanswered questions?
Well, we don't. Again, because
no, I know because we haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but it could just be like because you know we have not even seen like the Mole Man, so it's like. Is the Mole Man even going to be part of like a bigger thing, or is it going to be like almost a throwaway to be like that's the first thing that they, you know, that's like the flashbacks of them doing that, and who cares? But if so, I'm reckoning like, you know, well, you're going to bring him back for the third act, surely.
Surely
the Mole Man,
yeah.
You don't just have you a smoking Mole Man in the first act.
Chekhov's Mole Man.
So like, you know, that there's also like, you know, we're focusing on Galactus here. We know Galactus hits the Earth.
Yeah,
so you
see
know Galactus
trailer.
Is doing shit, but then you're like, is Galactus going to be part of like the larger problem?
Or why is
it going
Galactus
to be
so
like,
small?
I think
why
he can just change his shape.
But why would he do that?
So to wreck the city more thoroughly. Yeah.
And also like, we don't know how this Galactus is working in terms of, is it going to like, you know, eat the planet with a spoon? Is it going to just do a thing where it just destroys it all into like...
It seems like more like he's just... Because there's that one shot in the trailer of the Earth exploding. Do you remember that shot?
No.
Yeah, there's like a shot of... It's like an exterior shot. Well, I mean, it has to be an exterior. It's from space.
Oh.
And there's Earth, and you see it like an explosion roiling out.
Maybe I missed that one. Whoopsie daisies.
Which trailer was it in?
I don't remember. Not the teaser, I don't think.
Okay, so it was an attack or was it internally like go...
No, it was more like something it hit it.
Okay.
So I, yeah.
I know is it from one of the trailers? The Silver Surfer, like she appears with like a bunch of meteorites.
No. It's like an exterior shot of Earth and there's like a... like Earth's exploding.
Man,
yeah.
So tight.
Okay, so we're talking about the final trailer, is the one that people say there's heaps of spoilers in, but I think it's more just really hammers home that there's nothing really to spoil.
Yeah. Mm.
I think it doesn't necessarily need a mystery. I think it's going to be...
Well, no, I don't think it's necessarily a mystery. No. I think it's like it's nice like, when a trailer has... it poses nice questions that the movie will answer.
Also, it's just nice when a Marvel movie goes in a direction you're not expecting.
That's
but
true.
It's so rare for that.
Yeah.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Infinity War and fucking Endgame didn't really go in like a surprising direction.
No.
I am, like, it'd be interesting to see, I mean, because there's stuff you could play with, but because we sort of know there's going to be the Doomsday and like... the whole like battle world,
and we know that the Fantastic Four are also heading to 616.
Not even just that.
Are you getting
just...
confused like with the Earth exploding as when Silver Surfer comes and the Earth like the sky is like
could you be. Motherfuckers? I'll find it.
I'm watching. I'm halfway through. Nothing.
So, yeah. Well, say, kind of like Jack, your point. When we were talking about Thunderbolts, that you're like. Because maybe your point actually, JD.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, this team is cool. I like it. It's nice. And I want more of this. And I want to explore how they deal with everything. And we know that they're going to deal with doomsday bullshit in Battle World. So we're not really going to see this team from, like, when are we going to see this team again dealing with this kind of like their stuff they want to deal with? We're not. We're going to have to see them in like this big old multiverse fuckfest. And it might be the same thing with the Fantastic Four. Like we get to like really know these people and like this team, and it might be really interesting. What I was thinking would be kind of fascinating.
Oh, hang on.
Like,
I've got it.
You come from this universe where they love you, where they've made a cartoon, where they interview you and they come to 616 and heroes aren't necessarily seen like that.
Yeah.
But that would make more sense if the 616 universe had the whole like anti-mutant sort of like sentiment, which it just doesn't have.
Because no, it's
then it
kind
would be this
of...
weird juxtaposition that like, you know, as was thinking is Reed and that would experience, be like, we're beloved where we're from.
Yeah,
and everyone here thinks we're muties and they hate us.
Yeah. But it's just
but
not.
But then it's like, well,
I think it's also this
that.
Funny thing of like, it's about 151 in the in the just regular trailer, official trailer. I think what sucks as well is that this setting, even though I think the lighting could be better, but anyway, the trailer, the setting of Fantastic Four is like stylized and different, and it stands out as being like kind of unique looking, and you're like, that's really cool. That's like, it's different.
Yeah.
And then when it's like, but we're destroying that universe. They're actually going to come to 616, which looks like shit.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, so, I mean, they could destroy it, but they might not. And I think this is where...
But even if they don't destroy it, you can't do that with the MCU anymore. Like, they don't...
They could do a thing, which is
you
like...
You found it?
Yes, JD?
No, it's like, you know, like in... Yeah, I'll show you a picture. Earth isn't exploding.
Okay.
It's the best way I can describe it is, you know how like in movies and stuff like that, they'll do like, I reckon almost a similar shot in Infinity War. It's like there's a spot on Earth that's like red.
Okay.
Yeah, that looks like Earth exploding to me.
That also looks like Earth. That's a giant impact.
That's a gigantic impact on Earth.
Yeah, that's bad. If that happened for real.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
We're dead.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not good.
Earth's not exploding is what I'm saying. I'm standing by it. Oh. I reckon, I honestly
What's
think
happening
that,
in that clip,
I don't think it's going to be a Galactus sucking up.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, yeah,
because it's also swirling.
Yeah.
Like a storm.
Yeah, that's true. It is swirling.
Yeah.
Because something they could do is like, yeah, it's the first act is like kind of like that whole setup, and you get in the flashbacks, and you get in like the whole, you know, the Mole Man fight, how they got their powers mixed with the whole like, oh, cool, and also we're, you know, we're going to have a kid.
Yeah.
Then we get the second act, which is going to be the like, oh, and now Galactus is going to come soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's a period of like, well, how do we deal with this world-ending event that this like person or whatever this thing is, we don't even know what this is, coming to Earth, while also having to like raise a child, or, you know, have a baby and that kind of stuff. And also try and fix all that. So it's like, you know, work-life balance.
Yeah.
And it could kind of either go into like, yep, Galactus is here and they stop Galactus. Maybe they try and get Silver Surfer on their side or whatever that kind of thing is.
Yeah.
And that's like sort of how it ends.
I think they're going to probably, thinking about it now. Okay. Sorry, please.
No.
The question on everyone's mind is, how is Jackson so gassy this early in the morning?
That's also a good question.
Like, you haven't been smashing caffeine.
I've had two coffees. That's it.
Yeah, but there's no,
That's what I mean. I'm on your side.
Yeah. So what we could do is like we're thinking like, oh, it's going to end with the whole Galactus fight. And like, but that could happen like midway through.
Yeah.
And then it could be like, maybe they're shunted midway through to 616.
That would be crazy.
Because we ain't expecting that.
Yeah, that and would be a
like,
twist.
And then it's like, oh shit, here's this. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
That could be that. Another thing, I'm like, hey, here's a curveball.
Yeah.
All right. So they're coming to 616 universe, and we think, why are they there? Maybe they're the new heralds of Galactus.
Well, that would be
another
crazy
curveball we could throw that way.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marvel and Disney are losing money.
What?
Every single one of these movies, they need to treat like it's the first movie someone's seeing since Endgame.
Yeah.
Or since Spider-Man. Everyone on Earth saw Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Best movie ever made.
Of course.
You know how I know? Because there was not one, not two, but three Spider-Man.
That's the more Spider-Man you have.
Exactly.
Live act with the caveat of it has to be live act.
And they didn't tell me that there was three Spider-Mans. Yeah. So when I went into the cinema, I jacked my dick off.
Yeah.
Three Spider-Mans, three boys in the studio, exactly. Spider-Man for each one of us.
Spider-Man for all seasons.
Wonderful.
Yeah. That is the trick. Put guys in the movie that everyone knows, but don't tell people they're putting the guys. Because Deadpool, Wolverine, the same thing. Hey, Blade's in this movie.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No way. Elektra's in this movie. No way. I didn't expect that. Yeah, 10 out of 10 greatest movie ever made.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because then you could be like, oh, if that's who's like not telling us about, who else are they not telling us about?
What other guys could there be?
So now we have to think about the guys.
What about a question I have about
I don't think there's any guys. If anything, we might get some of the Thunderbolts.
Yeah. Mm. A question I have about the Fantastic Four movie is, will we see a Doctor Doom in this movie?
Oh, Doctor Doom, sorry. Like my brain registered you say Doctor Doom. Like, I heard Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
Brain was like, Doctor Strange? Why would he be here?
Oh, Jackson misspoke. He meant Doctor Strange.
You meant Doctor Doolittle.
Yeah.
Are we going to see Doctor Doolittle?
Oh, my God.
The man who could talk to dogs?
Yeah.
This dragon's full of shit in its asshole. I'm going to pull these bagpipes out or whatever and make it fart on me in a horny way.
It's a great movie.
Mm. No, it's not.
That's what I hear.
Great movie. Pure cinema.
Yeah.
Do we think that we're going to see Dr. Doom in this movie?
Yeah, in a post-credit scene.
Like a Victor thing, yeah. Like it could just
you won't get a Victor. I don't think you'll get a Doom. I think it'll literally be...
You think we're just going to... The first Doom we're going to get is alternate reality Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, I think that the Doom we're going to get is... You know what?
Yeah.
With that, if there is any leaks or anything, know that I do not know them.
Yeah.
But I reckon post-credit scene, and it'll probably be the second one because the first one will probably be some other shit.
Yeah.
We'll just be like a dark room that's like... Who knows where the fuck it is?
Yeah.
A chair. Mm-hmm. The chair will turn around and it'll be Robert Downey Jr. sitting in it.
Yeah. And will he go, shh, shh?
No, he'll go,
screen.
Oh, maybe actually. Yeah. As Doom, though.
Yeah,
in a mask.
Yeah.
What?
That stinks.
Could be. It's all right. Maybe. Because they don't do a lot with like the end. Like they don't do too many story beats or whatever.
Yeah.
But it could just be, say, for example, we're going to go, we'll posit that the Fantastic Four fucked up and that they're like, we can't save this universe, we can't save this world or whatever. And let's say they chuff off to 616 for whatever reason. Maybe they're either getting help or they're like, Zoyas. And it could just be, like, the end screen is like, Times Square, those big screens, face appears. And you just like, the Fantastic Four abandoned you. The Fantastic Four are nowhere to be seen, but I am here. Your savior is Doom.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What about this? You have, you do have a Victor Von Doom in this movie, but he's just a fucking guy. He's like a good friend to the Fantastic Four, not played by Robert Downey Jr., played by some other guy. And then when the Fantastic Four leave, he's like, fuck, well, I still have all of the Fantastic, you know, like maybe
I've got the Fantastico.
Maybe I can help the people. And then multiverse portal opens up, Robert Downey Jr., Dr. Doom comes out, shoots him in the head. And he's like, I'm
the only
Doom.
Real Doom is me.
Yeah. Or even better, multiverse portal opens up, Kang steps out, shoots him, and then another one opens up, Robert Downey Jr.'s Doom steps out.
Shoots him
in the head. Because that's I mean, that's a funny. I mean, this
he looks
is like
the
maybe,
camera and he's like, that bullet that shot that Kang killed all Kangs.
It was an all Kang bullet.
Yeah, I made it in a lab.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you made it in a lab, I'm satisfied. Sense. Well, because that's, I mean, this is getting away from the Fantastic Four a little bit, maybe, but that is a question people have about Dr. Doom. Like, there's so much speculation that Dr. Doom is going to kill Kang in Doomsday. Or in Secret Wars, which I think is so funny. Like, you don't need...
People, no, because people... And look, I know when I keep saying people, I am talking about presumably some of the audience that listen to this.
Yeah.
But the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it's the same with, like, nerd culture at the moment has got this thing of, like, Star Wars is the same.
Yeah.
And we're fucking in it. So, like, don't get upset when I say this. But it's like, everyone has to see this, because it's a universe now. If the universe doesn't make sense or things aren't explained or, like, they set up things and never get paid off, people have to, like, mentally be like, no, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So that wrecks all of my silly movies.
Yeah.
Well, it's but like, they're the most important thing in the world, so I need to jump through hoops. So we like need new, validation.
In the new fucking Donkey Kong game, where Donkey Kong's new best friend is Pauline.
But she's a teenager.
But she's a teenager.
Okay.
And people are like, but what the fuck is going on?
Because Cranky stole
the timeline. The Donkey Kong timeline is in trouble. Well, like, I can't imagine if I cared about the Donkey Kong time. That's absurd. Who cares?
I think that Marvel is to blame for this.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So it is funny when it comes back to bite them on the dick and ass.
Well, it's also funny to think about the phase one of like Marvel was pretty coherent, right? Like
No.
Like, there are, of course, there are. And again, if you really wanted to, you could nitpick and go ham on it. Yeah. And people often do.
Yeah. But I mean, if you
Phil Coulson has one bad week where everything happens.
Yeah, sure. But if you compare that first phase in terms of coherency to the current phase,
it starts falling off. The wheels fall off straight away, though. Iron Man 3 and Age of Ultron is the first example. Yeah. But everyone's just like, well, Iron Man 3 is dumb because my Tony Stark wouldn't do that. Mm. So I don't even care that it doesn't make sense because that's a bad movie.
And it's non-canon, basically. Yeah.
It's good. Mm-hmm. Idiots. Yeah. Morons. Age of Ultron sucks my
bad,
fucking asshole.
Yes, dude.
One of the worst movies in the entire MCU.
That's saying something.
Yeah. Well, maybe not anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a pretty bold claim. Yeah. You seen Quantumania, dude?
Yeah.
He's bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's that weird thing where it's just like, it needs to make sense. Whereas, like,
it just can't.
You
anymore.
Look at the again. It's just very funny.
It's
that
for the fans, though. If Kang comes back and gets killed, I don't know by about Doom. For the fans.
It's just very, very funny that the MCU has. It's now the same like trap falls as the comic.
Yeah,
books.
Absolutely.
And I love that. I love
and
that. It's
much
just
like
this
the
kind
comics,
of like, you just need to approach it as who cares?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
move
yeah.
on. And well, to be like, oh, yeah, that makes much better sense. I don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
Or like, that sucked. Why'd they do that?
They fucked themselves in the asshole, though. Derogatory style.
Nice.
Because getting fucked in the fun ass. Way. Yeah,
is awesome.
Getting fucked in the ass or fucking in the ass can be awesome. Yeah. But this is unfortunately
negative. One of the bad ones.
In the ass,
no prep.
Yeah.
A dirty one.
Oh, no.
That's a shame.
Dirty, not in the hot way.
No.
Bad way.
No. Not like, oh, you've been so dirty. dirty. It's like, yeah. Oh, this is dirty.
Oh, this is dirty.
There's poop under my foreskin. Now.
Yeah.
Wow, that was dirty. Yeah. That went, things went crazy. Yeah.
That has distracted me from what I was going to say. That's right. Because they have gone so broad with their appeal and the budgets to make their movie look like total shit. Because it's very important you spend $300 million on every movie so that you don't have to film on location.
Yeah.
Why build a set for $40 when you could spend $40 million to film in a cupboard?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, so they have to broadly appeal to people, so they can't do like nuances or But also, it's not a TV show, so you can't have you can't start it in medias res and then fucking end on like a cliffhanger because then it's unsatisfying as
also,
a whole movie.
There's some weird thing of like, so the Fantastic Four movie, right? It could have theoretically just set entirely within its own universe.
And
it could have unsatisfying.
I think. 3 or 4 phases ago, everyone would have been like, sweet, cool. Yeah. I can't wait for the Fantastic Four 2. And maybe in Fantastic Four 3, they'll enter the 616 or something. That would be sweet. Yeah. But I don't think you can do that anymore because Marvel's chasing this high of like...
Every guy in one room.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It could have been like, it's a straight film, the Fantastic Four film, and that's it.
Mm.
And maybe you have a little Easter egg in there. You have something like there of Reed just, you know... clacking away at a keyboard and being like, yeah, I think I'm very close to discovering other realities.
Yeah.
I think there is like the multi-reality film may be true or not. Anyway, we're dealing with this right now.
I think I'm close to some big breakthrough. Yeah, and then people on the forums are like, what's his big breakthrough? Is it and multiversal then, like, you know, travel? We don't know.
And so what he's researched is like a little loading bug.
Yeah. You're like,
that's something.
It's 61.6%.
God, I think I know what's going on. And then, I don't know, it breeds that kind of but I don't think because that movie's not going to make $1 billion.
Yeah.
But just that's not what audiences want, clearly. I think that's the funniest thing with any criticism you have of the MCU. You're like, this movie sucks, but Deadpool, Wolverine, and Spider-Man No Way Home are like some of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Right? Like this.
Yeah.
Truly abominable awful. Pieces of garbage.
Oh, I know. I watch those and I'm like, I don't understand how anyone likes this.
But
and then I ask people and I'm like, I still don't get it.
Audiences, the Lilo and Stitch live action remake is like a dog shit on a plate, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And
apparently it's a step up.
The dog's shitting on a plate now.
Exactly.
It's no longer just on the floor.
You're eating it at
carpet.
A table. Okay.
You know,
but I just think it's so funny. That's what audiences want. What are you going to do?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, it's that thing that like Netflix talk about.
Just quickly on the... Yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited to see what Disney's lesson is.
Yeah.
Because Lilo and Stitch is going to make $1 billion.
Yeah.
Snow White bombed so hard.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But they're both live action remakes.
That's a good question.
And you can't even say that one movie's white and the other one's not.
Yeah.
Neither of them are white.
That's true. God damn it.
But Lilo and it's a child and an alien, and one is an adult woman.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the lesson.
Maybe they'll blame...
I hope the lesson is we should never hire Gal Gadot to do anything ever again.
that would be a good lesson.
Yeah, dude.
Good lesson.
I mean, studios are sort of figuring that out.
Yeah.
They're
I
making
like the
a
idea
new
of
Wonder
an executive
Woman movie.
Watching being like, wait a minute. She can't act.
She's terrible. How long has this been the case?
Why did we hire her? Did she stop being good?
Yeah.
Wait, show me the first movie she was in.
Oh my God, she was never good. What are we, stupid?
What the fuck?
Yes.
But
anyway,
it's again like that, what Netflix are talking about, or they've mentioned, where it's just like, why is there so much exposition or pointless bullshit I don't, why? It's like, oh, because everyone's watching this on your, giving us a phone watch.
Absolutely.
We need this.
You just
because,
need to say it 7 or 8 times so that, like, even though people aren't looking at the screen when it happens, their brain captures the gist.
Yeah, so if you are, like, one of the very few who are paying attention, we're sorry, but this isn't, that's not
it's
for
not
you.
Really for you,
It's for the, 90% of the people who are watching this being like,
absolutely.
What's going on again?
Oh, yeah.
I'm washing my underwear in the sink. The kitchen sink.
Yeah, dude.
So that's happening on one hand. My other hand is on holding my phone, watching Gooning videos.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what's happening in the Old Guard 2?
Yeah.
Oh, I understand now because they made this for me.
This is my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
Even though I'm watching it with the Meta Quest goggles on, yeah. doing VR pornography at the yeah. same time. That's awesome. Augmented reality porn, where I'm watching a hologram fuck me and just looking around. What's happening to the old god? Awesome,
is that Charlize
dude.
Oh, she's a good actress.
They made this movie 4 years ago or whatever, but never released it. But now the time's right because people don't care if things are good anymore.
Yeah.
Give us some slop.
Yeah.
We'll complain on the internet if Doctor Who's woke now, but we'll fucking... Yeah. Jack off our little tiny penis. This is nerderotic again.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Doctor Who's woke, but I'm glad that fucking Zack Snyder got money or some shit.
Yeah.
It's all dog shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's just very...
At least Roofman looks good.
Yeah, dude. Roofman looks awesome. Yeah. You know?
He shouldn't have done that in real life.
I'm excited for the movie should've. Weapons. Okay. That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It looks cool. It had spooky marketing.
Mm.
It was like, you know, porch camera footage of a bunch of kids running away.
Instead of doing this podcast, I wish I was watching 28 Years Later, because apparently it's very good.
Yeah, I've heard it's got a crazy end, and then I had the end spoiled for me, and I was like, that is crazy. I'm not gonna. But I was like, that is crazy.
Yeah, it's like a coda, though.
Yes. Yeah.
But also,
someone tried to, like, not spoil it, but then they use, like, oh... And they used like a metaphor, or they were using an example, which only really made me more confused.
Okay.
They mentioned Jimmy Savile, and I went, "What do you mean?"
They
never elaborated.
Okay. That doesn't.
And I haven't seen the fucking.
Let me tell you something. Yeah? That's not even coherent with the spoiler I know.
What do they mean?
We got to watch the movie.
What are they mean? I'm like, what have the British done now?
In great news for the 28 zombie franchise.
Yeah.
How we had 28 days, 28 weeks, and then no third movie, even if it was a planned trilogy.
Yeah.
28 Years Later is doing fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not enough to be very exciting.
Yeah.
They're releasing the sequels in 28 weeks later.
Yeah.
Which is 28 years later, The Bone Temple.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited for this Bone Temple title.
That's the first one that Jackson wants to get in on. But calling your movie The Bone Temple 6 months after a movie that people... Like, look, it's not going to make money. So this third movie that they haven't already filmed, because they've finished The Bone Temple, I don't think it's going to happen, and we're going to end second unfinished trilogy.
That's so sad.
Well, brother, maybe you should be out there supporting this movie
franchise. I'm going to see The Bone Temple.
No, you're not.
I'll be one of the few guys that does. The Bone Temple's an awesome name for a movie. Yeah.
The Bone... 28 the bone years temple. Later, The Bone Temple. Temple.
Yeah.
That's sick, dude.
You're telling me you're not intrigued?
What is the Bone Temple?
It would be a temple made of bones.
Yeah. That's cool as fuck.
It sounds like think of a temple made of bones.
The Bone Temple.
There's a fucking name for that. That's an ossuary.
See?
Honestly, 28 years later, the ossuary is a way better name.
No, it's not.
No, the Bone Temple.
I'm Johnny
way
Goes
than the
to Barely Any Movies. What's that mean?
Yeah.
I'm Johnny Goes to Barely Any Movies. The Bone Temple? That Hell sounds like a ghost ship or something.
Oh, yeah. The ghost ship.
Great name is
great name. I'm going to see that.
Yeah.
And I did at the cinema.
28 days later, the ghost ship?
Fuck, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding my ass right
dude.
Now?
Dude. I'm going.
I would watch that movie. Was Ghost Ship the one that opens with a bunch of people getting cut? Yeah, huh?
Sure does.
That was like a movie where on the like schoolyard, kids were like, on the schoolyard.
Yeah.
Kids were like, this happens in the beginning. And I was so scared of that. I was like, I can never watch this movie.
Yeah.
I was such a coward. As a little
yeah, child. That's fair.
I was really scared of Blade, too.
Because of the blood origin?
Well, I just remember I went to a birthday party. I would have been like 13. This is embarrassing for a 13-year-old, but I at the time, I didn't care. And I was like, I can't watch this movie. I'm too scared. And I just hid under a blanket.
Yeah, that's
time.
Awesome.
Well, a bunch of cooler boys watched Blade 2.
Well,
you
mean,
the
like
last
I...
time you were invited to?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was Saw 4. I bought a ticket to see that in the cinemas with my friends.
Yeah.
Since 2007, so I'm like 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hack it, so I left after the opening kill, which is easily the most graphic part of the movie. So if I had stayed, I would have been fine because I bodied the worst bit.
Yeah.
And then just snuck into Good Luck Chuck and watched that by myself and met up with my friends later.
That's awesome, dude.
I had a wonderful time.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah. Well, I'm going to take this moment because I had a migraine earlier and drank heaps of water.
You're going to go piss?
Awesome. Otherwise, I will piss my pants.
I love that's fair. You got to do it one day. It's the best feelings, Amit.
To leave the podcast, go piss, and then come back and know that the podcast is continued.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
I think it's fabulous.
Because I have that risk of, like, it's that coming back part.
Yeah.
The risk.
There is a risk.
There's a risk.
You could lose the thread. Like, it's very possible.
Your son's outside.
I know.
Yeah.
He's way better.
Heaps better.
Is your fear that you'll leave?
Yeah.
And then when you're outside, you're like, why would I ever go back?
Why would I ever go back?
There's nothing good for me in there.
I'm done, bro.
You just stand there with your hand on the doorknob being like, what?
No.
What? You know what?
You know, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And we'd see you through the window as you just left, and we'd be like, good for him.
It's my Goodwill Hunting moment. It's like, you know, every time that I go out and I want to say, no.
Yeah.
I want to go back out there and then just leave.
Yeah. It would be the happiest day for me, Zamet, if when you left to go to the toilet, you didn't come back and changed your life.
Yeah.
That's great.
You look out, there's a big for sale sign.
Complicated my life somewhat.
What's going on?
I think the best scenario would be for, like, if, say, Dusha goes to pee and then you go to pee too.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hold down the fort for 5 minutes by myself. And, 5 minutes?
Wow, we're going for a while.
Yeah, you've both left.
Yeah. Anyway, Fantastic Four.
I don't know. I really want to like it.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm just, like, you know, so horrendously burnt out on Marvel movies.
You guys are going to try leaving the podcast.
Dude, I do it all the
time. It's awesome out there.
It's the best, dude. But I think I'm just like, Thunderbolts.
It's weird though, because Thunderbolts kind of reinvigorated a little bit to be like, oh, actually, this one was kind of good.
But I think Thunderbolts.
Like, I guess maybe it's the, like, because the trailers don't, like, they neither excite me nor unexcite me.
Here's.
And then it's like, yeah, the people being like, oh, early, like,
you early know, reviews is fine.
Like, yeah, it's fine. You're like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen so many bad and fine Marvel movies that I just.
And there's movies like Roofman out there now.
Yeah, exactly.
You could be watching Roofman.
I'll give you what's
28
happening
years in later, The Bone Temple, a movie I don't believe you will see.
You've really got like a Roofman ultra focused.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's like my most anticipated release of the year outside of Together, which I have already seen, but I'm curious to see it again when it's actually finished now.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I saw it when it was unfinished.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, Roofman. Look up Roofman. You know Roofman?
Roofman.
I'm aware of Roofman. I was here when you discovered Roofman.
Yeah.
No explanation.
You know Roofman. Like,
for God's sakes.
Don't get confused with Pool Man, which is a dog shit movie.
I'm not getting confused with
But Pool it is funny that Chris Pine made a movie. He's like, I'm going to direct a movie. And everyone's like, wow, this is one of the worst movies that's been released not only this year, but this decade. And he said, I'm going to go back to acting. Even though I was acting in Pool Man.
I saw a clip the other day of a movie.
Was it from Pool Man or Roof Man?
It's from neither. It was from Dog Man.
Really?
Yeah.
But
not the animated Dog Man. No, but because, so there's a movie that came out in like 2011 called Dog Man. I think it's 2011, whenever it was. And it's about a boy that his dad traps him in the dog kennel and he learns to love dogs and then commit crimes with dogs. That's a movie. And
that sounds traumatic. Anyway,
yeah. It's like a pretty grim movie, but I just thought it's so funny that then they released Dog Man, the movie about a cartoon dog based on a comic book that exists within the Captain Underpants. I was just like, it'd be funny to imagine being like,
confused.
Kids, I've got Dog Man.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That's
such a funny thing to say. You're watching your kid get traumatized before you're
married.
Oh no. Turn it off. Oh boy.
Dogman, the movie you're talking about, came out way after Dogman.
The animated movie.
Well, not the animated movie, but the animated book.
The concept,
book.
Yeah.
You said 2011.
Yeah.
The movie actually came out mid-2023.
Wow.
Well,
I was off, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you were saying earlier you don't know decades.
I don't. I don't know decades. I don't know when shit's happening.
Dude, I would love to watch Pool Man, Roof Man, and Dog Man back-to-back.
What a trilogy, dude.
But I think I would have
the Man trilogy.
I wonder what would be, would I really, watch a chronological order, which would go Roof, Pool, Dog, Dog, Pool, Roof.
Yeah. Well, Roofman's meant to be great, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's actually come out anywhere yet.
Okay.
I'm just excited based on the team.
Yeah.
Like the evolution of man.
Man starts as dog.
To go to dog, needs to get wet, pool, want to get high, roof.
What do you think man invented first?
What? What was invented first?
Pool's natural, roof made.
Nah, pool's not natural.
Man made pool.
Yeah, but also
you
like
can a, have a pool of water. That is natural.
You can't have
pool.
A.
You can't have a natural roof. You can.
You can.
Rock roof.
I can just sit under a big fern.
Yeah, but, okay. So
say it roof.
Yeah, yeah, or if you like would a say
cliff,
it's
but
roof.
But if a cliff comes over, it can form a natural roof.
And I'd be like, ah, yes, it roof.
But yeah. Don't they say natural ceiling?
I don't. I think they're interchangeable.
I
There's no natural that. Dog, though.
Wolf.
Did you say a natural dog?
There's no natural dog.
All dogs are natural,
dude. We made dogs.
Well, there's wolf.
Yeah, wolf's not dog. That's wolf.
Yeah, but wolf
it's
become
a canine,
dog.
Canine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all canine.
Yeah.
But dog is specifically dog.
Yeah.
We made dog.
We did make dog. Dog. Wolf didn't just become.
No,
we,
dog is unnatural.
Yeah. Good point. Dog
wolf,
is unnatural.
Natural, sure, part of nature.
So
dog.
I guess it goes pool, roof, dog?
I would say so.
Yeah. Dog is a descendant of the gray wolf.
Yeah,
yeah, because we fucked it.
We made dog.
We fucked wolves, dude. You seen a chihuahua?
We fucked
a chihuahua. Look at a wolf and be like, yeah, we fucked.
No, we fucked up the wolf to make the dog.
I know that we fucked up dogs, but I didn't realize that we fucked up.
Oh, we fucked up.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dog come from wolf, dude. Yeah, and
we're like,
so
oh,
dog
look
unnatural.
At that, look at that wolf, come here.
Yeah.
You want this bone or whatever? Have that.
Yeah.
Now you're sick. Oh, let's like, okay, that's a calm wolf. Let's put that with the
dogs
other calm
are
wolf.
Now we've got a calm wolf.
Yeah.
And then it keeps going.
Dogs are old as fuck, dude. They're man's first invention.
So
that's
with
not
this,
true, but they're
man's
one of
first
the
domesticated
first.
So with your like idea of like, well, it's unnatural to have dog. Is corn unnatural?
Yeah.
This is fun.
Big time.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, yeah.
So, like, an apple we eat, unnatural.
Unnatural, dude.
We should be eating the, like,
an apple, a human apple.
Yeah, a human apple, terrible.
Not to be confused with an Adam's apple.
It's an invention, okay?
Yeah.
It's an invention
it's
of
an
man.
Agriculture invention.
Everything
yeah.
at this point now is, though.
Yeah,
cows?
Yeah.
Cows are
yeah.
unnatural.
That's yeah, cows are massively unnatural, dude.
Mm. Horses?
Horses, big time. Big time unnatural.
I wonder what the proto horse was. That How was... much did we change the horse?
good question. Yeah. Where did a horse come from?
Yeah.
I think horse, whereas wolf became dog,
I get
horse
it.
Became domesticated horse.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We got wild horses.
Yeah. Brumbies. Or stallions.
We got wild dogs too. But
you have wild dogs. Unfortunately, a wild dog will never become a wolf.
No, a wild dog just is sad and angry.
Why do when a pig... become like go from being domesticated to then being on in wild, it get hair bristly and almost become boar like. Why that?
Well, isn't it? I remember making
bugs?
This. Could be.
Could be bugs.
The world's greatest minds.
How does undomesticated pigs become boar like?
Bugs. Could be bugs. Some
Have
kind
we
of
ever
beetle.
Thought about bugs?
We got a beetle gets in there.
Maybe it's just outside too much.
Yeah.
But are domesticated pigs often us?
But I think actually with pigs, is it, because I can't remember, is it that a pig. Mm. You take a pig, say John the pig,
yeah.
and you send John the pig into the wilderness. John the pig grows tusks, get hairy. Or John the pig and Jane the pig have babies and those babies go feral.
Well, I think it's, maybe it's something, once again, you have told me, which is cemented in my brain. I think it is like you have John the pig, then John the pig goes off into the wild, and then John the big pig becomes John the bull. Or he gets like his hair gets bristlier. Gives maybe some tusks, but like, what causes that? Is the presence of human being like, I don't need no tusks.
Yeah,
oh, I like. This
yeah, I can live a
and
comfortable.
Then it's, and a couple days ago, where's that guy I know? Oh, I'm getting angry. All these bugs on
I
me.
I reckon it's two different species, and Jackson was wrong. Because it's not. If this was a real thing, I reckon Jackson would be able to find an answer straight away.
Well, I can find. Wait. According to hoofboss.com.
Yes.
Okay. Although the domestic pig, as we know it, took hundreds of years to breed, just a few months in the wild is enough to make a domestic pig turn feral. It will grow tusks, thick hair, and become more aggressive. Pigs also don't have sweat glands.
Nice.
Pig bodies are nearly identical to human bodies.
Does hoofboss explain... the tusks
no,
and thick hair.
That's just from an article called Fun Facts About Domestic Pigs.
How does
Posted by
domesticated...
Donna DeWolf.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay.
If we're too nice to her, she's going to become Donna the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Domesticated pigs. Thank you, AI overview.
Yeah.
Domesticated pigs can quickly revert to a wild state.
Due to a combination of genetic and environmental factors.
Bugs! Okay.
Bugs. That's an environment.
So escaping from captivity, even for a short period, can trigger changes in behavior.
There you
go. So what happens?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, no roof, yeah. Become feral.
Time to go tusk
I haven't
mode.
Seen that guy in a while. Time to go.
Well, maybe it's like, you know, on the farm, a pig, he gets all the grain he wants. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to fight for anything.
I guess so. They're it's due with stealth genes. They can be activated by changing the environment.
How are pigs able to grow tusks and become hairy within months of being released into the wild? Are there other animals who undergo a similar transformation? They don't. It's an old wives' tale.
What? But Hoofboss,
yeah.
It's here now saying that the reason is because roof.
What?
For example, a domestic pig might lack the thick coat of a wild boar because it's been sheltered and well-fed, i.e. roof.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Here's my theory. Is that we do something to stop the tusks growing. Like, it's not...
Incidentally?
Yeah, like, it's not...
Well, I guess it's where we're... If again, I don't know who to believe now.
Yeah. What's true?
Because if it is environmental changes, the fact that you're caring for it ultimately stops it becoming feral, right? So then it's like, oh, okay. Well, then it's... Doesn't need to grow tusks, doesn't need to grow like thick fur, doesn't need to do all that kind of stuff because, like, well, it's getting everything it needs.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's crazy that it could just turn on a dime.
Yeah.
I'm like, why that? Why not, like, yeah, why not other, like, other creatures?
Yeah, why is a dog, if you send a dog in, remember there was that, you'd hear about that sausage dog that got loose on an island?
Yeah.
He didn't go far, he didn't get tusks or whatever.
Cool if they're like, yeah, first dog that grew tusks.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, there wasn't. Hey, so domestic. Wasn't there a dog that had, not tusks, but like, an underbite with, like, sort of protruding.
I know there's
like,
a dog with two noses.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway. Snake with three heads or whatever. Yeah, so most male pigs, like, it's not really a feral thing. It's more just like, okay, if you've got a pig, first of all, it's not, it usually does have that hair. It's just when we think of pigs, they don't.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And male pigs will just grow tusks.
Yeah.
Okay.
But most of the time we kill pigs before they get to that point so people don't notice.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
So basically, it doesn't really happen. Well, it does happen, but not at the rate that people, like Jackson's story has it happening.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's not because they suddenly change. It's not like a fucking Pokemon evolving.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it is.
Did you know that a so-called super pig is invading the prairie region of Canada? All our Canadian listeners should be worried.
It's
according
to
Popular Mechanics. So.
I do know that there are
when
crazy
was that posted?
2023, dude.
Well, dude. Yeah,
the super pig is out there.
Yeah, man.
And it's coming to get you.
Boars are a problem.
Yes, dude. Big time.
Well, apparently it's to do with, it's just genetics. It's a phenomenon. It's called, I know it's not, isn't going to like actually like pronounce this way.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, you're like, that's neat. It has the word pig in it.
Oh, that's fabulous.
But it's like, if you were to say, like, oh, it's epigenetics.
Epigenetics. That's a shame, dude. That's a shame.
But epigenetics is much better.
I much prefer that. Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
It's funny that, like, dogs, like, it only worked on some animals. I think about that sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
If we'd picked something else.
Didn't we try with cats and cats didn't really. I mean, people love to say cats aren't domesticated,
well,
but I feel like they actually are.
No, yeah. if you've met a feral cat, you would know that, yes, cats are domesticated.
We domesticated.
Oh, well,
them,
it's like.
Isn't a cat domesticated us? Is what people say.
Yeah, but that
like,
also feels...
we domesticated dogs and cats domesticated
dogs
themselves.
Cats.
Yeah. I think there's some sort of, isn't there like some certain chimps, like a baboon or a mandrill, which are also domesticated dogs?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is, well, for their needs.
Yes, yeah, yeah. For they, yeah,
far
help them hunt
more
or whatever.
Nefarious.
Yeah, yeah, yes, dude.
Yeah. It's more like, you know, we were like, oh, see that wolf? Come here with a bone. And then the cat was like, they got mice and shit.
Yeah, I would like to eat their food.
Maybe they'd give me pat.
I guess the cat's domesticated the same way the pigeon is, really.
Mm.
No, that's not true. The same way, say, the seagull is, then. You know?
No.
Well, in that it started to live with humanity.
Yeah.
But it wasn't an act of choice on our part.
That's, okay.
Like, you could get a seagull as a pet.
That's very funny. But the thing is, like, no one wanted that. So they just
are annoying.
I guess because they flock.
Yeah.
You can't just get one.
It is fucked up to have just one seagull. It's a lonely seagull.
I think evidence points out that we, in fact, did domesticate
I imagine
so. It was like one, all domesticated cats all come from one.
Yeah.
Like cat.
Yeah.
Type.
Like a big cat.
Felis, Felis Catus.
Well, probably like the wild cat, right? Like the
no, but it's like one particular type of
wild cat. Yeah, but that's what I mean. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, that's like, I remember reading this really interesting article about how there were domesticated dogs in the Americas before colonization, and people were like, oh, that's interesting. Is that like a separate branch that evolved or was domesticated from the American wolf rather than the European wolf, which is what, and then they were like, oh, no, it's all the European wolf, which is very interesting.
Yeah, you know, fascinating stuff.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, Fantastic Four, we excited?
Oh, yeah, I just think that we know what... When I see a movie, I would love for it to not look like an asshole derogatory, and also it to maybe surprise me or have some kind of I like watching movies that make me feel something. Or alternatively look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Hard to do these days.
I just don't
know if you're gonna see an MCU film that makes you feel something.
No.
The volume has ruined this. Like, I mean, the volume is just like totally fucked Disney. Like, as in all of the movies look like shit.
Yes,
now.
Dude. It's crazy. It's crazy. Every movie, like, even though I love the stylization of the Fantastic Four's dimension, I think that's awesome. But I hate that there's been no effort to marry the lighting and the, like, the sort of like.
Well, the lighting for all of those movies is exactly.
Well, that's
the same
what I mean.
Now.
I mean, if you're making a movie that's set in an alternate 60s sort of. You can give it like a.
Make
a
it look
warmer,
like fucking Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Neon Gotham.
Well, I think that's just like. I don't know. I think it's just like it kind of feels flat and sort of hollow, and that's a bummer. I think every movie kind of looks like a commercial these days, and I'm like, fucking
I
sucks,
see what you
dude.
Mean. I see what you mean.
Roofman's gonna look good, though.
Except Roofman. Roofman's gonna look amazing.
Yeah, imagine if Roofman looks like shit. I'll be so depressed. Yeah, I'll get post-Roofman
depression. I know. I also think that there's this kind of thing that Marvel loves to do, and I feel like there's a chance that Fantastic Four will do it as well, where they love to set you up for it. They love to say that a movie is going to have a certain tone or vibe, and then not deliver on that promise. Like they go, oh, it's got a 1960s feel. And then you watch the movie and you're like, all of that's just set dressing. They've actually not done anything to ensure that the kind of everything else marries the visual. And, you know, it's like my biggest gripe with Quantumania is that they were like, it's Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. And I'm like, that sounds like it's going to be a crazy retro sci-fi bonanza.
Wrong.
And instead it's just like us. It's just like
he's going into the tiny realm, which is well, because everyone's in the tiny realm, it just looks like he's in normal realm.
Yeah, you're like
except it's all shot in the volume and looks terrible.
Yeah, you're like, okay, that sucks.
I just double checked. Roofman looks good.
Well, that's few, dude.
Yeah.
Even and I think this movie is pretty good ultimately, because it's got some Sam Raimi styling in it. But they go multiverse of madness. I'm like, whoa, shit's gonna be crazy. And then not really, like you know, a bit, but
a
like,
bit. But you really wanted to go like full on, like you know, crazy bananas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, you can't. And I've just Fantastic Four. It's kind of got the same vibe. They go, it's gonna be retro futuristic, and then it might just be a normal movie.
Who's it directed by?
And I mean, I'm like, that's disappointing.
No one, but who's who's slapped their name on this? Yeah. Is it John Watts?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious as well to see like. Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Yeah, I want to like judge this movie on how tired Sue and Reed are going to be after the birth of Franklin.
Yes, true.
It doesn't look very tired.
Yeah. Like, I was looking at that being like, they don't look as tired as they should be.
Oh, it's Matt Shackman.
He can stretch. Would that help with baby?
Maybe.
Going invisible, would that help with baby?
Definitely. Baby can't see you. Goodbye, baby.
Goodbye, baby.
You're the adult now, baby.
Mom and dad have gone for good.
Okay.
It's Peek-a-boo, where'd I go?
Where'd I go?
Just run.
Baby.
Baby can figure it out on their own.
I guess
own.
I got Herbie.
Yeah, Herbie.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Reed builds like a baby bot.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
He's fucking
he seems like
enough.
He's got like the resources.
Yeah.
So
he doesn't need sleep.
It's directed by Matt Shackman. That's the WandaVision guy who also has made one movie prior to this called Cut Bank.
Oh, yeah. Cool name.
It stars Liam Hemsworth, Teresa Palmer.
Oh, yeah.
Well done to Cut Bank. It's an A24 movie. What the
hubba,
fuck?
Hubba.
Anyway, I think they need to stop. Like, let directors direct the movie. Yeah. I think that could help the MCU a little bit.
Absolutely.
And I know that last time they did that, they got Eternals.
But we love Eternals.
Yeah.
It looks good.
It looks good. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. A kid gets killed with a rock.
Yeah. A dog becomes a man. Yeah. Exciting stuff happens in the Eternals.
Exactly.
I just think that no MCU movie really has a visual identity.
Yeah.
And I think audiences can tell.
Matt Shackman directed 43 episodes of It's Always Sunny. Do you want the MCU movies to look like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
If they looked like the early seasons before they went to HD. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
2007 to 2017 is when he directed.
Oh, well, then I think he did. Yeah. That'd be great. If they had that nasty lo-fi, It's Always Sunny energy,
like, I think it's
at least a visual identity.
It's a weird thing when you're borrowing or you're using comic books as your base. And you're not like using, say, like a particular run or a particular, like, say, a creator-owned series and all that kind of stuff, like Image and all that kind of stuff. It's just like, okay, this is this one thing that's like by this one person. It's all there. Your borrowing or your inspiration is the Marvel Universe or Marvel Comics or the DC Comics, where you're like, oh, cool, there is so much bullshit there.
Yeah.
And the appeal of like all those comic books is often it's like the art direction and the writing or the particular arc, and it's all very different.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like the most recent She-Hulk comic series is like, I'm getting something out of that. That I'm not going to get out of an X-Men run.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Like, oh, for the She-Hulk stuff, I'm getting it's lawyer mixed with a bit of romance, mixed with a bit of comedy. For it's the X-Men, depending on which era, depending on what run, you're like, oh, am I getting like some weird genetic future, everything's fucked, I'm going to save the world kind of shit. And that's the kind of the difference here of you have different stylized art as well. So you're like, oh, sick. This particular artist is so much different to that particular artist.
Yeah,
different to that particular artist. They all have their own sort of flair to it all. Mm. And when you have the movies, and the thing is, they never really wanted to do individual movies.
It's
and that's again, well done them for being one of the only companies that could have pulled it off.
They managed to do it. Yeah,
and you're like, we have this particular style. If we have this particular idea, and then it's like, sure, maybe it wasn't initially like the roadmap was there, but like. They did the best they could in that given, oh, hey, this is, we're hitting something here and it's working. So they did that. But then it's like, as it's gotten bigger, same problems as all the bullshit with comics. As it's gotten bigger, you're like, well, the audience don't necessarily want to see everything. They don't really want to go see every single bit of this property,
which
is like something that I think maybe the executives or maybe the people who are in charge kind of forgot. But then they were like, oh, wait, no, hang on a second. No one's watching this. We have to make it up. And it feels like such a lost opportunity to do, hey, director, cinematographer, you have a certain style and a certain voice. And you have a certain, what you do with imagery. Let's use that, and you can have this property.
Yeah.
And hey, here's some overarching stuff, here's some notes to be like, hey, you just can't do this, you can't do that, whatever.
Like instead what they did with fucking James Gunn and Gunn.
Yeah.
Instead of no, you need to include this one scene. You need to include this. That has to be cut because they're going to. And it's like, it just feels like too much.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess the moment any one of the movies made $1 billion, that was probably the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Exec brain is like, we'll do that again.
Just do it again. Just do it again.
And then every movie's an attempt to make $1 billion.
And it's that thing of escalation.
Yeah.
Just everything feels like it needs to be escalated. Everything feels like you've got to throw more money at it. Everything feels like it needs to be bigger and better. And you're like, slow down.
Yeah.
Like,
relax.
Again, I know maybe I'm in the.
The best before, possible thing that would be so funny for the movies is if Superman and Fantastic Four both make less than $500 million worldwide.
That would be awesome, dude.
Wow.
I hope both movies are phenomenal, and I hope no one sees them. Because then studios have to go back to the drawing board, and we might finally be free from whatever is happening. Where they're like, okay. Because it doesn't even necessarily mean the death of superhero movies. It just means like, okay, we can't just throw $250 million.
Yeah, we need to change our philosophy here a little bit.
It's like, if we're going to do this, we're going to, okay, play it smarter, do something interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Why did this not work? It should have worked. All of our fucking things are saying this is a home run.
Yeah.
Let Jurassic fucking World make $4 billion worldwide.
It probably would. All of the Jurassic World movies go fucking gangbusters.
Mm. Although, so did the Transformers movies, and now they all tank.
Yeah, that's true.
Because all it takes is for one of them to be stinky, but make heaps of money, which the last Jurassic World did. This one also mightn't do well.
Yeah, that's true. Also, Michael Bay's coming back for the Transformers, I saw.
Yeah, he shouldn't do that.
He's making the Skibbity Toilet movie. That's what he should be doing.
No, he's not.
He's just producing
it, maybe. Yeah, he left to probably do Transformers.
Probably.
No, he was never signed on to do Skibbity
Toilet. Probably. Oh, okay.
That was misinformation that
That's sad, dude.
Maybe spread or got confused by.
I hope we did spread it.
He should make Pain and Gain too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's that kind of like, I don't know, every MCU film prior has been like, oh, this is going to be this genre, or it's going to be this genre, or it's going to be like this.
Yeah.
But never is.
No, it's not. Because that's the marketing. It's the same way I think the MCU does its politics. Yeah, they say, this movie is a political movie. No, it's not. It's not a political movie at all. And if you try, like, Brave New World, you know, that the way they set that up, that's a political thriller. But if you engage with that movie as political, it's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you engage with that movie as a piece of political media, it's the most deranged thing you've ever seen in your life. You can't interpret the movie because they don't.
Winter Soldier is the closest they've done to like any kind of political thriller.
Yeah, absolutely. And even that, I would argue, it probably, if you engaged with it as a political thriller, would be weird.
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, there's a super soldier in the middle of it. Yeah. But, like,
no, but I agree. I think
the first two Captain America movies at least have a little bit of, like, the government's lying.
It's a war movie.
Yeah.
And it is a war movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's huge.
Yeah.
And even Thor 1, like, in the beginning, Thor 1's kind of a fantasy, you know?
Well, I think they were saying it's like a modern Shakespeare.
Yeah, sure. Well,
I mean, we know my takes on Thor 1. Mm. It's a piece of shit.
Yes. That is fair.
That's the beginning of the end for me.
Fair enough. Like, you look at some of the like the little side projects that they've done with the MCU, and it's not been a full-fledged movie.
Yeah.
I was just, like, with Thor being reminded of, you know, like, Thor's roommate. And it was all shot on, like, camera, and it's a bit of a comedy, kind of stuff. And you're like, yeah, but not many people have seen those type of things because, like, either a short or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you could do shit like that.
Mm.
And if you didn't want to spend, you know, so many, you know, $1 million on, like, your secret invasion and we have learned a lesson.
Absolutely, yeah.
You need a showrunner.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well, I think that...
But, like, you could have done, like, oh, why don't you do, like, hey, something like that. Or, like, oh, hey, we've got the property of, like, I don't know, fucking New Warriors or, like, fucking... Like the Young Mutants or whatever.
And
like, hey, we're just going to do like a share house comedy. Back in like, I think it was like the mid-2000s where it was like the werewolf, like werewolf vampire, all those things.
Yeah.
Like we're doing a roommates and it was like monsters, but they're all roommates kind of stuff. It's just like, have fun with it. But it seems no one's having fun with it.
I also think that if I was sitting here doing this podcast and I had just had to sit down and watch a trailer about four superheroes that are roommates in 2025,
I would be
sitting here with a gun in my mouth.
Well, that's what
sweet, 2014's back.
Well, that's what I mean, though. It's like, we've had this bullshit decade.
We've had,
like, you know, this build up there. But if they had done it throughout...
I'm going to put the blame on one man.
Okay.
Notorious sex offender Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
Because he sent this in, like, a bad direction.
Mm.
Like, it was successful and he did it, but he sent it in this fucking direction.
Yeah. Mm.
And then, like, this is all just, like, chasing the tail, trying to get back to that. But you can't make things like that anymore. It's like... Did you fucking just see that fucking cunt?
Did that just happen?
Yeah.
Did I do that?
Yeah, behind we are there.
Well, I think it's funny that
can we get a close-up of some feet?
Yeah.
It'd be awesome for him to do that at court when he's going to jail for his crimes. Did I do that? Yes, Joss Whedon, you did.
You pervert.
You made your workplaces horrible.
Yeah.
Because you're a sack of shit.
Yeah, just like, if we can get a close-up of some titties.
Yeah.
Mm? Yeah? Is that good?
Is that good for the movie?
It's for feminism.
Can you put your hand in her titties? Can we make a shirt?
I made Buffy.
Can we get okay. like that's that we get that
everyone
skirt
loves
shorter?
Buffy. Moo?
Yeah.
When I'm uncomfortable, I need to go to the toilet. Anyway, I'm going to go to the toilet.
Yeah. Anyway,
I killed the boy.
I killed the boy. Anyway, can I get some closer with some feet? We get some feet in here. Feet shot.
God, I hate Joss Whedon.
Yeah, me
God,
too.
He sucks.
I think it is funny that the MCU properties though that are the most interesting do tend to be the TV shows because presumably. At least in the beginning, there was just less like oversight on what they could make.
Or it's just kind of like, hey, here's this, and then they get a little bit of oversight or whatever. They're like,
I mean,
ram through.
All of them have bad endings, I would say, but still.
I think that when it comes to TV, the only strength that they have is that it lets the actors, like, if you like, so like, Hayley Steinfeld, good actor. So Hawkeye, good to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you get a lot of her acting.
Mm.
Thunderbolts and Black Widow as movies are pretty good because at least I think they're pretty good because even though it falls down in every other area like looking like shit.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah.
Florence Pugh is a good actor.
Yeah, yeah. She's a delight.
There's like
to
energy
watch.
On screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, like the TV shows you get more of that. Like again, like fucking WandaVision, you've got Elizabeth Olsen and
Paul Bettany,
who are very good actors.
I think as well, just like so like if
Paul
I think
Bettany should have done more in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, by the way.
Yes,
but that's
okay. Yeah, yeah,
people don't
true.
Talk about his involvement, which is look, I know this is stepping on a landmine by bringing up this court case. I'm not going to weigh in on the actual court case, but the fact that there's text messages that's like, Johnny,
they are pretty crazy when Johnny Depp's like, I should kill my wife. And Paul Bettany's like, yeah.
Paul Bettany's texting back being like, haha, yeah.
Yeah, is it like, haha, yeah, we all get a little mad sometimes,
it's like,
yeah, your wife sucks.
No,
take
no,
a brick,
no.
Take
it's,
a brick.
No, no, no. It's like a third option where it seems like he's not even like reading the text. He's like, haha, yeah.
That's very.
Or like, just like replying to something that you don't care about with like a lol.
Yeah.
That's the energy Paul Bettany's bringing to these texts.
So, like, in court, like, Paul, Mr. Bettany. So, as you can see, Johnny Depp, on the, third of whatever. Texted you this and you replied with, yeah, man, sounds good. And Paul Hathaway, but looking at that, he said what?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's pretty crazy.
Oh, wait, look, no. He does.
He wasn't my friend. Or is it he's actually like.
What does he say? So.
Mr. Depp responded to questions about a 2013 text exchange with British actor Paul Bett.
Yeah, so Johnny Depp says, let's burn Amber. Awesome stuff. Then Paul Bettany says, having thought it through, I don't think we should burn Amber. She's delightful company and easy on the eye. Plus, I'm not sure she's a witch. We could, of course, try the English course of action in these predicaments. We do the drowning test. Thoughts? And B, I have a pool. And then Johnny Depp responds, let's drown her before we burn her. And then it gets worse than that.
Is this
and
like,
then Paul Bettany says, my thoughts entirely, let's be certain before we pronounce her a witch.
Is this like a, once again, no dog in
all
this
all celebrities
fight.
Are bad. I
yeah,
guess.
100%.
Well, Johnny Depp had awesome defense with this, though.
Yeah. Because
this is obviously, this comes up in the court case. Hey. It's actually Monty Python's fault. I was just referencing Monty Python.
Yeah, right. Oh, it was a Monty Python joke. Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, Johnny Depp. Yeah.
But, like, it could, for example, like, if it's over text, and again, maybe Paul Bettany's, like, not realizing how furious and angry.
Yeah. I suppose maybe if he doesn't think.
Yeah.
And then,
it's like the classic 90s stand-up. Hi, I'm married and my wife's a cunt. You know, that classic, and like, yes, I understand.
No, this
but
is...
Then it's the,
with one of Johnny Depp's responses like, that I didn't read out loud, I think Paul Bettany should have realized.
If he didn't realize,
if he thought it was all fun and games, then he has a fucked up friend.
And then Johnny Depp... Johnny Depp just says, it's a direct reference to the Monty Python sketch about burning and drowning witches. This is a film we'd all watch when we were 10. It's just a reverent and abstract humor, Your Honor.
I'm just lol random.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Anyway,
there's a the witch.
We should put a lot of people in a big hole and then fill that hole up with dirt.
Yeah. Maybe we
John
just...
Cleese as well. Get in the hole, John Cleese.
John Cleese. Oh, my God. Yeah. But I do love.
Maybe we shouldn't be paying actors like as much as we do.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe we shouldn't be paying actors. Maybe. Defund the arts. Baseless speculation says defund the arts.
Well, how? Instead of. No. Maybe just. spread the wealth a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe don't give crazy people all this money.
Maybe it gives them an inflated ego.
Maybe,
with John Cleese, who stinks and is a piece of shit, I do get some joy out of. Did you ever see the roast of John Cleese?
Why didn't he iron his shirt?
I don't know. But it was a thing done on like Channel 9 here in Australia where John Cleese gets roasted by our greatest comedians like Limo.
Mm-hmm.
Like just real like John Cleese doesn't know who these people are and their roasts are just like, you're British. And I just think John Cleese has got to hate every set. Like when he's on stage there fake laughing at their jokes, he's got to truly hate himself in that moment. You know, it's like a humiliation ritual.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
It could just be like, you know, he just goes into that sort of John Cleese shaped hole in his head and just like it opens up to the amount of money Channel 9 presumably paid him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, okay.
He's like, yeah, you know what? I'll let Limo
whatever.
Make some real milk toast.
Who's this guy?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Australia's greatest comedian, Limo.
Never heard of this guy before in my life. Don't care. Getting paid.
All right, so we've got Shane Jacobson as the MC.
Ah, Kenny.
The roast master. Yeah, yeah. Kenny himself.
Then he did Top Gear Australia?
Briefly.
Yeah, probably.
And then that's all I
Joel Creasy.
Yeah.
He's a comedian.
He used to host the Eurovision.
Tom Gleason?
Oh, yeah.
He's on TV.
He's a good sort.
Yeah, he's a good sort.
Maybe.
Yeah, I like him.
Lawrence
the hard
Mooney?
Quiz.
Yeah.
Lawrence Mooney. I've heard stories.
Damian Power, who has been on Plumbing the Death Star.
Oh, Damian, come back on and tell us about John Cleese.
Yeah.
It's just pretty grim. And I just think it's really funny. And John Cleese looked like he was about to die.
Hey, here's some of the writers on the roast of John Cleese.
Yeah.
Beck Petratus.
Whoa! Beck, coming to podcast.
Andy Matthews.
Whoa!
Alistair Tremblay-Burchill.
Hey!
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet John Cleese? Yeah. Please let us know.
Well, it's just like, if you're John Cleese and you're getting roasted by people that are friends with this podcast.
Yeah. I just think, you know, you must in some way be like,
I'll message JTB, see if you got to meet John Cleese.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet John Cleese when you wrote the roast of John Cleese?
Like he did Faulty Towers. He was Monty Python. And
he
then,
was Monty Python.
Now here he is. I think it's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Funny that he says you couldn't make Faulty Towers today.
Yeah.
Is that because there's a French man and the joke is that he's foreign? Is that what
he
said?
Isn't it Manuel Spanish?
Oh, maybe he's Spanish. I thought he was French. Or maybe he's Spanish.
Manuel!
Then he hits him with a pan.
Yeah. And then he probably turns around and grabs a woman's buttocks.
Yes, dude.
It was easy. Oh, my.
Dude, comedy was easy back in the day. You know? You make fun of a foreigner, you grow up a woman, $1 billion.
Is just Frasier for idiots.
He's right. He's fucking
good
right.
Good God, Niles!
Good God, Manuel! I'm not very good at running this establishment!
Huh. Yeah, you're right, dude. That's fucking crazy. Have we got any swings for the fences for Fantastic Four?
Yeah, right. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, we're going to see like an even older version of Franklin Richards. Why not?
Adult Franklin.
Yeah. Maybe not adult, but like sort of like either
like
teen
what he is in the
like
comics, because he's usually like 10 in the comics. Right?
Yeah, he's like 10. I know when he gets like, oh, fuck it. Okay, swing with the fence.
Yeah.
We're going to get a Psylord reference, i.e., adult Franklin Richards, who is like Galactus is my motherfucking herald.
I think that we're going to get another. I think they're going to continue the trend that we got with Thunderbolts, and we're going to get a post-credit scene for this movie that is relatively unrelated to the events of Fantastic Four. Like, it'll be them walking into fucking the Avengers Tower and meeting.
Well,
just
if you
randomly like a meeting a cunt.
Yeah.
Like it's like reverse of the exact same thing
sort
we got
of?
From back like, no, but like an actual like full on reverse.
Oh, yeah.
As in like, wait a second.
Who's that tower?
Some tower is seeing us.
We're getting picked up by some tower.
Well, I think because so the Thunderbolts post-credit scene was filmed on set for Doomsday. And it wasn't filmed. It was like literally by Kevin Feige, whoever.
I don't think it was
not
Kevin
Feige. Whoever's making
the
Doomsday.
Russos.
The Russos, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect that it'll be on maybe the same set.
Mm.
Like I don't think it'll be terribly elaborate.
Yeah.
It'll almost be like the camera would just pan across and the FF are there.
Absolutely. Mm. I think my swing for the fences is that they're going to go full bananas and Franklin Richards is Galactus. Why not? Fuck it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, here's maybe here's to piss off some level of internet. It's their first child is Valerie.
Oh, yes, true. And Galactus is also a girl.
Galactus,
dude.
Yeah.
And she says, if you watch this movie, you're gay.
And that's good.
Yeah. And that's awesome. What do you think about that, audience?
Yeah.
That would be awesome, dude.
I'm not going to rest. It's me, Galactus. I'm going to rest until the whole universe is gay, and that's actually not a bad thing.
Marvel movies got awesome, dude.
Silver Surfer's like, it's normal to be gay.
Yep. She lands, who are you? It's normal to be gay.
Yeah.
It's normal to be gay. In fact, it's great.
It's actually cool.
10,000 YouTube channels. Just
YouTube shuts down because there's too much traffic. It's so quickly. It's so funny because it's so explicit. What could your title for that YouTube video even be? Marvel goes crazy.
Woke mind virus real now?
Yeah, like they actually...
Okay, but maybe it's how about this? We'll muddy the waters a bit.
Yeah.
Silver Surf, she lands, she clicks her fingers, but then she's like dressed like Chad wife. In your beautiful trad
wife. She says, it's okay to be gay, but don't show any skin.
It's okay to be gay. Being gay is great. Don't show skin.
Yeah.
Cook for your hot wife.
Mormonism is the true religion. The Marvel movies have become confusing. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the bsboyspod@gmail.com inbox and see what the people have to say.
What are the people yelling about?
I'd just like to take this time to thank the two subscribers to Dusha Plus.
Whoa! Dusha Plus! That's so exciting.
One person donated 100 Thai
But
which works out to roughly $4 Australian.
Nice.
And another person subscribed for, it was five something, which worked out to less than $5 Australian.
Hey, nice, you're nearly at $10.
Dusha Plus is like, hey, look, and those people, are they going to get some exclusive Dusha Plus content?
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Just what happened?
That's your content, the shout out, dude.
I guess it was exclusive.
You're all
hearing it.
Yeah.
Did you say their names?
No,
I wasn't paying that much attention.
Sorry, it was $5 US was the second
one. Oh, damn,
which
dude.
Is like 650 Australian dollars. I'm rich in Australia now.
Do you want to do a shout out of the names attached to the people who signed up?
I would love to, but I'm actually going to do the opposite because it's their PayPal account name, so I don't know if that's doxing. So I'm going to choose not to dox you.
You're
subscribers.
Welcome. That's just the kind of thing you get when you subscribe to Dusha Plus.
If you subscribe to Dusha Plus today, you will not get a shout out.
Yeah.
That's our promise.
That's Dusha's promise to you.
You're going to make me so happy. And yes, if you don't remember what we're talking about because it was like three episodes ago now, all simple. You want to sign up to exclusive content that means that I can afford to... It's walking around the money, maybe.
For groceries.
Get a haircut. God, I need a haircut.
Buy some pants or whatever. Oh, you got pants recently.
I got pants, but God, that was a...
ordeal.
The only reason I got pants, though, is I was 70% off.
Oh, nice. Beautiful, dude.
Cheap pants.
That's good. That's cheap-ass pants, brother.
Dude, it was cheap as fuck.
That's
pants.
Fucking awesome.
Anyway, you need to head to twitch.tv/DushaForever. And you're going to need... There's a donate button.
Yeah.
You're going to click that. It's going to take you to a PayPal donation.
Yeah, you say, how much you want to donate? You say, $100 Australian.
And then congratulations, that one-time payment subscribes you to Dusha Plus, where I will see the email from PayPal and I will say, I'm not going to say this person's name because what if they don't want that out there?
That's exactly. Pretty good.
And if you want to make that a monthly subscription.
You just need to do that every month.
You just got to go to your phone and set up monthly reminder, Dusha Plus, and then you got to manually go there to, what was that, twitch.tv/Dusha.
Forever.
Well, there you go. I mean, think about it like this, dear listener. How many streaming services are you signed up to you don't use? Okay? Yeah.
This is one you can't use.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. That's bang for fucking buck.
You just get the satisfaction of knowing that you've given me money and I'm going to use that money to pay for rent or groceries.
Can you see me a quick looking at your phone and just kind of like a nice like a smile, not like a huge smile, but it's like a
okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's...
So if you go to our YouTube channel, I think it's like if you search for Plumbing the Death Star, episode of Base Speculation, you can see what the effect that you will do. Yeah.
Well, I can do a recreation of exactly what happened when I first got my first 100 baht, my first subscriber to Dusha Plus.
Let's see.
So I pulled out my phone, and I was like, they did it. And then I opened up an app, and then I messaged the boys being like, got my first subscriber to Dusha Plus.
Imagine the change. You know, all it takes is one donation of $100.
And then you know that we are talking about you in our private lives.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to elevate yourself? You want to elevate our opinion of you?
Just a simple $100 donation. $100
to Dusha Plus. It's just that
easy.
I
cannot stress enough, you will get nothing in return through Twitch.
Yeah, you get absolutely nothing.
Zero.
You don't even get a shout out on the show.
Well, because I don't know if you want a shout out.
Yeah, exactly.
You can
exactly.
message me and say you sent me $100, I'll be like, that's awesome. I'll reply to that.
That's huge.
Unless you haven't actually sent me $100, and then I will not reply.
Can you, when you sign up to Dusha Plus, if you sign up, could you have it? Can you sign up with a message?
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Because if you can, you could be like, please don't shout out my name.
Yeah, don't ever say my name on the podcast.
You know what? I reckon you probably can do a message. The only thing is it'll be through my Twitch account.
Yeah.
So
you have to check that, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know how to check it if I'm not live.
Listeners.
So there's a potential.
Yeah.
If you want a shout out, you could get a shout out.
You could
hypothetically
get a shout out.
We think.
Which
but we don't
huge.
Know yet.
But we don't know.
I might be able to log into a computer and have a look.
Yeah.
See my stream activity.
Yeah. So?
But at the moment, the two people that donated, did I get a message? No.
Okay. Well.
But I'm not shouting you out because I don't know if you want that.
Exactly. So, sign up today. Okay.
Twitch.tv/
Dusha Forever. One. Donate. $100.
Yeah.
With the message, if you can, don't shout me out.
Yeah, or you can message me.
I want to be a silent hero.
You can message me on social media and say, I donated $100 and I will reply if you have.
Yeah. That's pretty big.
Exactly. Silent investors.
Don't
hearing.
Message me on Twitter. I don't have it on my phone because it locked me out of my Twitter account. And it's just a terrible website that was not worth fighting to get
That's
back
true,
on.
True, dude.
Instagram. Yeah. But you have to send me $100. Yeah. Anyway, what are these emails said?
So this is from Alex. Dear BS boys. Goatee mode attached to Big Swings for the Fence would be very good.
Mm-hmm.
But also, please consider making Jackson actually eat and finish an entire jar of pickles as his penalty for failure.
This might
be the only way it's ever going to happen. Alternatively, it could be one of the reward tiers for donating or subscribing to Dusha Plus.
Hey,
we probably can't raise a few million to Dusha to eat shit, but $100 to make Jackson eat a jar of pickles is something half the audience might cough up at this point to make it finally happen. Love the podcast despite the brain damage, Alex.
I do love that in this, it's just like the reward is Dusha gets $100.
Jackson. And Jackson loves pickled onions.
Jackson eats pickled onions.
Yes.
He famously is a pickled onion guy.
Well, I think I've come to accept that I'm not, you know.
Well, actually, that's a jar of pickles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you love pickles?
We've had this discussion.
You can be a pickle guy.
I like pickles, but I'm not. I don't think I can be a pickle guy.
Mm.
Which.
But after eating a whole jar in one sitting, you could be.
Maybe if someone sends me $100, I'll use that to buy you a liter of milk, which you can consume.
I'll drink on the pod.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome that, you know, and I think it's very kind that when we had the pickle discussion and you were saying I'm not a pickle guy, that somebody in our Discord, I forget who, I'm sorry, was like, I don't like when they bully Jackson. And that's very kind. I mean, obviously, it's fine. But I think it's just, it's so funny that the thing they were like, they're being so mean to him about how he won't eat a jar of pickles. They're bullying him because he won't eat a jar of pickles.
Yeah.
Poor defenseless Jackson. That's really funny. Okay, next email. This is from longtime listener Molly. Hi, BS boys. In the spirit of the emailer last week who attempted to figure out the origins of Jackson's infamous Five Nights at Freddy's songs, I would like to throw my hat into the ring by letting you boys know that the song Jackson kept singing in the Skibbity Toilet episode seems to be a misremembering of Skibbity Biden from an episode of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Then they have a link to Skibbity Biden.
Okay, so there is absolutely no chance you've seen that clip.
Can you please click that link and play that loud?
Okay.
But, like, don't skip the ad.
Actually, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah. That's very close to what you were singing, dude.
Yeah, I was singing Skibbity Biden. Skibbity Biden. Skibbity, skibbity, Biden, Biden.
Nope, see you.
Yeah, it's not quite. It's not quite. It's not quite the same. Yeah. But I appreciate your attempt, Molly.
Yeah, I reckon it's close, but not quite.
Yeah, not quite. Not quite. They then go on to say, P.S., no one cares about this, but it's bugged me for months.
Mm-hmm.
In the Plumbing the Death Star about getting abducted by an alien, Jackson talked about a scene that he remembered from Doctor Who, where the Doctor's TARDIS lands on an ood, and then he makes a quip about it. He was 100% right. It happens in episode 4 of season 6, The Doctor's Wife.
Okay.
There you go.
Were we saying that doesn't happen?
I don't know.
Must have.
I know that you had a pitch for a show called Johnny Ood, where it was an ood wearing a cowboy
hat.
Yeah,
that's fucking awesome to picture, dude. Yeah. Imagine an ood with a gun. That's awesome.
You thinking like an ood with a cowboy hat, like some holsters?
Yeah, dude.
Riding a horse?
In one hand, he has to hold his brain, and in the other, a six shooter.
Exactly. I remember that scene from Doctor Who, because isn't that also the same scene? You're not going to... You know what? It doesn't matter, because no one in this room is going to remember if what I remember.
Yeah.
If this is the same episode, but it's Matt Smith being like, it's always an ood.
Yeah, I think it is. Bro. I think it is that scene. Yeah. And Molly, then finally,
let us know. Molly, let us know.
Okay, yeah. finally, this person doesn't sign off, from Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, BS boys. I can't believe the Jurassic World episode is your first run-in with the artist known as Seed Feeder. I would have thought that at least famous pervert Jackson Bailey would be familiar with the extremely explicit, albeit sterile and unsettling work of Wikipedia's most prolific sexual artist. Now, this is if you remember the tripping monster from
the episode
where we learned
monster.
About tripping. This link is his dedicated Wikimedia category. It's 57 pictures of Uncanny Valley cartoon humans engaged in various sexual acts. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Wow.
Let's click on that.
There you go. Have a good time.
Goodness me.
It's nice to know that this person has found their calling in life.
Yeah. Well, drawing technically educational images of different sex positions, it's basically just the new it's Kama Sutra 2.
Yeah, pretty much. Dude, well, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This is a lot to take in.
You have any good... Well, you definitely... look on your face is you're taking it in.
Yeah.
Is it taking all, it
are
in,
you
dude?
Sure it's a lot to take in? It just seems like it's exciting to take
all
in to you.
Monster-like?
No, I mean, some of them are just kind of people, you know,
having sex.
Having sex.
Are they...
cool thing to do.
Are they all the same?
No, oh, yeah, it's all the same art style.
No, I was going to say the same, like, just... like. This is the woman that he's used. This is the man.
No, different women, different men.
Oh, that's nice. He has some variety.
There's like a real... Sometimes... So I'm looking at the one for... I don't know, Gokun, which I think is just drinking cum from a cup. The woman is blissing out, let me tell you. She's having the time of her life. Everybody seems like mildly pleased in these, which I think is a funny sort of like a emotional state to be in during lovemaking.
Nice.
Yeah, cool. Good stuff. Thank you, everybody who emailed in. Once again, that's bsboyspod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got any thoughts or opinions about the things we talk about in the episode.
Yeah. You want us to see any cool things?
A cool thing us to look at?
Yeah, you want to see this to like, hey, I've discovered this horrible thing that you've only just touched the surface of.
Hey, have
if
a peek, boys.
Here's a deep dive, and we go... Oh, yuck.
Yay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
We love that shit.
And it's like, it's cool. Like, some people sent me money.
Yeah.
People sent you perverted images.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all winners here.
Exactly.
Zama didn't have to see those images.
That's true. Mm. Oh, we are truly winners.
Yeah. Everybody lucked out.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Zammit.
And I've also been Joel, I think.
You think?
And I've been Joel Douche. I don't remember how I signed off. Anyway.
Usually you go first.
The sign-off has it's deteriorating.
Yeah.
That was another episode of like Basic Speculation, and we've been the BS boys.
Fantastic Four!
Yeah. God, it's... I hope it's better than 3.5 out of 5, but it's not going to be.
No.
But I hope it's no... worse than 2.5 would also be at least exciting, but that's also not going to happen. No. Anyway, the episode's over. No one's listening to this. Goodbye.